This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's now time to introduce our next guest, which is, it's Kathy. Is it Kathy?
It is Kathy.
It is Kathy.
Yes.
We got that right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Ian, you're Kathy.
Hi, Ian.
That's correct. and you're from Interview People Matter.
No, Independent Living Centre. So we are from... People Matter is the employing organisation, and I manage what's called the Independent Living Centre.
Right.
So that's one of the projects that comes under the umbrella of People Matter, which is a charity. So we are based actually in the Riverway. We're based at Bernard Way, opposite the post office sorting area.
Okay.
And we are part of a user-led organisation, as I said, called People Matter.
People Matter. So what kind of people are we talking about? Everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody
and anybody. Yeah. We basically, through the centre, what we do is we enable and empower people to remain as independent for as long as they possibly can. So we work with the statutory organisations. We have OTs that come in and run clinics on a Monday and a Wednesday with us. So anybody who is not termed housebound can ring and self-refer, and then what I will then do is go through something called triage over the phone with them, and then work out the most appropriate person for them to see in the clinic. So instead of having to wait and queue to see an OT, somebody can literally pick the phone up on a Monday, and usually I can book them in by the Wednesday or the following Monday in the week. So it's that quick.
Crikey, so you've got quite an important job then.
Well, it's a busy job.
Yeah.
And I work, obviously I don't work alone, I work with a team of people. And, you know, the way that we tick is it's about empowering people and keeping them in control from the beginning of making that call, coming in, seeing the OT, having the outcome prescription given to them, then getting the equipment at home. So it's about them having choice and control and gaining information from us.
So what's an OT?
Occupational therapist.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so they are NHS occupational therapists that work with us, which is an unusual kind of relationship because obviously, you know, the NHS are pushing more for this to work with the voluntary organisations. And we actually won an award last year for working in an integrated way with the NHS. So you've got third sector working with the statutory agencies, health.
Okay, so who would call you when it comes down to
anybody?
Anybody that has got an issue, got a problem.
It could be that we can solve it over the phone, or it could be that they need to come in and have a full assessment, which would last an hour.
Okay.
What's
general problems? What's the main problem?
It could be that they're having difficulty with bathing.
Okay.
For accessing, getting in and out of bed. Could be any query that they give to us. Now, if we don't have the equipment at the centre, because that's how we're set up, we're a demonstration site, so we have a bed area, we have various seating that we can show people, we have a stair lift, so people can actually try out using a stair lift, because sometimes the actual trying out is different to what they were expecting, really. It kind of reinforces what it's going to be like to actually have that piece of kit in your home.
Mm.
We have various sorts of bathing equipment that we can use. We have a wash-dry toilet that people, again, can come in and try. So basically, we're not selling anything. It's about coming into a safe space, using and trying the equipment, and then either going on to rent that equipment or going on to the grant process, because it could be that the OT has assessed them for a disabled facilities grant, so they would get some funding to help them get some equipment in.
I'm guessing because we live we're always told we're living on an elderly island, you're dealing with a lot of elderly, but because nature, the way it works, it can strike anybody down at some point.
That must be
a real tough job to it must be quite rewarding at times with the help, but it also must be kind of really tough at times. It must really get you down.
I wouldn't say it gets us down. It actually, it's rewarding that we can actually be part of someone's journey and help them.
By way of getting down, when you know that you need someone to give somebody some help, and you know that by lack of funds or whatever, you can't actually do, or they have to wait or something, is there any that times when you feel that way, when you think, crikey, if we had this, we could help so many more people?
Well, yeah, you could always do more with more money, always.
Yeah.
People don't always need to buy a piece of equipment, and very often we'll direct somebody to the Red Cross, for instance, and they can take a piece of equipment out on loan. so they wouldn't need to buy it necessarily. They could have a 3-month loan for that.
So you work with the Red Cross as well. You know, I drive by that building so many times and you think, they're still there and they're still doing good stuff. And we don't shout about them enough.
And we perhaps
don't support them enough either.
Yeah. They're an amazing organisation, and, you know, we rely on them to be able to issue equipment and to get it quickly to people. So that's a bit about the centre. What we do is something called triage, which is what I mentioned. I've brought along a triage form, which I'll actually leave with you, so you can see the sort of questions that we ask people, basic sort of passport questions, and what they're expecting from the outcome of coming in and seeing an OT. What we found is if people understand what the outcome might be, then they are motivated from the beginning to be part of their independence and their self-management.
Yeah. So is there there's obviously people out there that probably are not maybe aware of what help is available to them. So I'm guessing, you know, it's all they've got to do is pick up the phone or check out a website.
Yeah, pick up the phone. We do have a website as well under People Matter. So if people Google People Matter, they'll find our website. We have pamphlets published about the centre and the various projects that we undertake under People Matter. So, you know, whatever way people like to communicate, we can actually communicate with them in their preferred way. It could be that they just want something posted out, so we would do that as well, you know, because not everybody is IT literate and, you know, able to use email and internet.
Sure.
So we would adjust the way in which we communicate with people.
Who qualifies for this kind of help?
Anyone.
So anyone. Absolutely anybody.
Yeah, and anyone can be part of People Matters membership as well. So again, I'm going to leave you a membership.
Please do, yeah.
Details of the membership, because it's free, and what it does is gives people a platform and a way of getting their voice heard through the organisation. So,
will you come back and do a longer extended time, and we'll talk about...
Yeah.
And because what I'd love to do is make more people aware of what is actually available to them on the other end of a telephone.
Absolutely.
Because there must be so many people out there that are totally unaware.
Yeah.
And they must be in a really dark place because they feel that they're alone, there's no help, but there is. Yeah. It's just a question of going through the right sources and making the right telephone
call. Absolutely. And if it's something that we can't answer, then we will try our best to find the answer for that person and point them in the right direction.
Because you just think that there's so many people. I mean, I'm fit and healthy for now. I'm 51, I'm fit and healthy. But every now and again, you hear of somebody that is struggling and so on.
Yeah.
The other day, somebody couldn't get hold of my mum, so they were worried and they went round, they knocked the door and there was no answer. And she decided that she was having a day where she wasn't answering the door and she didn't go and collect her bins from the end of the garden. So other people were worried about her. But there's people thinking, well, hang on a minute, she's 84.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? When it comes down to certain things, what do we do? How do we do this? So we never ever discuss them for some reason, and maybe we should. And when you are those people that are looking after people that are struggling, they must feel alone at times and think, what do we do? Yeah. And there is help.
There is help, and there's a lot of help for carers as well. Yes.
So would you come back?
I would absolutely come back. Can I just tell you quickly about the opening times?
Of course you can.
So I told you where we are. Opening times are Monday to Thursday. We're open between 10 and 4. Okay, so anyone can actually come in to the centre. They can just walk in. What we try and do is get people to ring us first, because obviously they'll get a more rounded experience if we can book them in with somebody, you know, more dedicated time for them. We also host what's called the Blue Badge Clinics. They're now called the Mobility Assessment Clinics. So we have a physio and an OT that come in on a Tuesday and Thursday afternoon and run those clinics. So we do the meet and greet, and obviously people can look around the centre while they're waiting for their clinic appointment. And on a Friday, we're open between 10 and 1, okay? So that's just for, you know, people to understand that we don't open until 4 o'clock on a Friday, okay?
Okay.
All right. We are having a couple of open days in June, one on the 20th and one on the 22nd. And I think we did talk about Vectis Radio coming along and supporting us at that event. So
we'd love to do an outside broadcast.
That would be
really good
to do.
We could
do that and link up. So obviously we'll publicise that via the website as well. But that will be between 10 and 3 on those 2 days.
Okay. I think the work that you do is excellent. We ought to shout about it from the rooftops.
People work very hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, and it is a case of making more and more people aware, because I just see these people. I just have a vision of too many people being alone and thinking that they're alone. And there's people like you that can help, and other departments. And it's just about knowing where to go and what to do in that instance.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming in and making
us
aware.
You're very welcome.
And you're going to come back and make us even more aware.
I will too.
All right. Okay. Thank you. www.vectisradio.com